Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So excited to get John Young with us from Assisted Living Locators. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
So, John, let's just jump right in. How did you decide to get into this business?
Well, it's very unique type of business, very unusual, unique situation for folks to get into. What I do is help folks find and research the healthiest and safest assisted living environment, senior living option out there. And it really kind of started with a family member who was on a slow decline, you know, nothing dangerous, nothing critical. But she had decided it was time, you know, I don't want to be home anymore. I want to go try to find an assisted living. Unfortunately, back then, that was 8 years or so ago, there wasn't a lot of people out there doing what I do. So she ended up kind of doing an internet search, kind of walking into different buildings. And the result of all that was she ended up moving three times over a period of 3 years to three different places. And you really don't want to be doing that. You want to be able to stay in one place for as long as possible. The reason why that was happening is nobody was really educating her or the family or the facility, which I call communities because they are communities where folks live and thrive and all that good stuff. And even the communities weren't able to educate themselves onto the type of woman that my aunt was. So therefore, a lot of things happened being, you know, unrealistic expectations. Expectations weren't met, and that was mainly because no one ever talked about those expectations. Nobody ever talked about this is what you should expect when you move into an assisted living, or to the community, this is what you should expect from this incoming resident. So what I did was I put myself right in the middle, in between the families and the different facilities, communities, and help everybody understand what to expect from each other when that decision needs to be made to move from home to an assisted living or a memory care.
So to me, this is such an overwhelming experience because, God forbid, you know, something's happened with my loved one and I need to put him into assisted living. But if you don't know anything about assisted living facilities and, you know, the reputation of them, it has to be super overwhelming, right? Like, how do you?
It's incredibly Yeah, and that's the thing. It's very overwhelming. It's an emotional period of time. It's a huge change in someone's life. You know, you're moving from a home to another home because this becomes your new home, your new apartment. And looking on the internet doesn't really serve yourself. You know, it doesn't serve well because you're just looking at pictures and verbiage. So I've been doing this for 3 years. I spent the first year going out and meeting about 100 different communities out there, 100 different buildings, and sat down and talked with the sales folks and the executive directors and the activities directors, even met some of the chefs and spoke with residents. So that I could kind of understand what I need to know to help families so that they can make this decision in a educated manner. So I've spent time, so I understand what these communities have to offer. You know, I sit down with families too. I'll come to their home and we'll go meet at Starbucks or something. And we'll talk about, you know, what are you looking for? You know, where are you looking to live geographically? What are your medical issues? You know, what did you do when you were in high school? What did you do after college? What do you like to do? What are your financial issues? Because there is some hot finances involved in getting into one of these communities so that everybody understands what's going on and how to make it happen.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. So walk me through a typical call. Why do people call you then?
People are calling me because they're either thinking about moving out of the home because they just can't manage the home anymore, or they're just not safe to be there. And it's oftentimes the kids who call kids. I say kids, but, you know, it's oftentimes the children who are calling because they're concerned about their loved one. There's might have been a fall, or even if I get a call from an actual senior, it's, hey, John, you know, I just don't want to be shoveling the snow anymore. So we'll talk on the phone a little bit. We'll go meet them. I'll go meet with them, sit down, and kind of run through the different two or three places that are out there. As I said, I know 100 of them. I'm only going to talk about two or three. As I talk to the client, as I talk to you, I get to learn what you're looking for. And I'm already thinking about two or three potential places that we could go look at together. And that's the other thing that internet doesn't do, is I'm going to go with you to the tour with the sales director over there and guide you through the important questions that you have to ask that will help you make that decision. So I'm holding your hands through the whole process. I'm there the whole time, and I check in, you know, 30, 60, 90 days afterwards just to see how you're doing, how things are going, make sure everybody's healthy and safe and happy.
So one of the things that's amazing to me about this is you do not charge your clients. So obviously the question
comes up
is, how do you get paid?
Of course. It's a great question because, you know, I don't charge my clients. This is a no-cost service. And how I can do that is I kind of emulate it to like what a real estate broker does. So I have commission agreements with each of the different communities that I get a certain percentage when a client of mine moves in. So therefore, it's free to the family, but the community pays me a finder's fee. So you'll never know, my clients will never see a bill from me. So, you know, why wouldn't you use my service, you know, use my consultation? I've been doing this long enough to understand, you know, how to direct folks. The other question that comes up a lot is, well, how do I know you're not going to push me into a place that, you know, is going to pay you a higher commission rate? I said, well, the beauty there is I know all of them. I have relationships with all of them. And my goal is to get my clients to the healthiest and safest and safest environment, whether I get compensated or not. I mean, that's the reason why I started this business. I started this business to help folks and educate folks on the process and how to choose. Because, you know, Kevin, if somebody enjoys the experience and gets into a good place and I'm not going to get compensated, that's okay, because they're going to tell other people about what I do. And that's what's important to me.
Absolutely.
People need to know what I do.
So, John, what advice do you have for people who are starting to look for an assisted living facility?
Call me. That's my first advice, is to call me, 508-878-8878. And it's going to be overwhelming, but think about, you know, what you want to accomplish. What's important to you? Is a certain town important? Is it important that there are lots of activities and lots of social engagement? Is food important? And food's very important. So you go and you have a lunch. You find out, okay, can I eat any time during the day, or do I have to, you know, hold myself to just specific hours during the day? Go in and talk to the residents. Don't be afraid to walk in and talk to the residents. Observe, you know, take a look around and look at the caregivers, the folks who are helping the residents there. Are they engaged with the folks? Are they sitting in a corner just kind of talking with each other or griping about something? Are they smiling and happy? Are the residents smiling and happy? And take a sniff test. That's, you know, that's important to, you know, if you walk into a place and there might be something you don't like the smell of, don't make the judgment too quickly on that. Go back another day, because there are things that spill and things that happen. If you go back another day and it still doesn't smell so great, then that kind of answers your question. So it's real important to know,
makes sense.
You know, this is your new home. This is your new home. This is not a place where you're going to go and not be able to do what you normally do. And that's the beauty of assisted living, is it is your new home. There's a lot of things to do. There's a lot of great activities. There's a lot of great people. And there's a lot of great healthcare. You know, all of these folks are there, are trained. And, you know, one of the most important things I tell people is we'll go in and they're all very beautiful. All these places are very beautiful, and they have the great big chandeliers and the nice rugs and carpeting and staircases. And, then, you know, after we're done looking around and oohing and ahhing, which is okay because that's what they do, I'll look at my client and I'll say, you know, that chandelier is not going to take care of your mother. And then we kind of start talking about the people who are going to be taking care of your loved one.
That makes perfect sense and stuff. John, what are some of the questions that people might forget to ask?
Well, everybody talks about, you know, nursing care and certified nursing and licensed LPNs and food. A couple of things that are always kind of not thought about, and two of my favorite questions. Number one is paper products, toilet paper, paper towels, Kleenex, that kind of thing. You want to find out, because these can be a high budget item, but the rent, you know, you're paying a monthly rent, pretty large, usually around $6,000 a month. You want to understand if you have to supply your own paper goods or not. Believe it or not, that's a very small, it might sound small, but it's pretty big when you walk in there and there might not be any toilet paper in the world and someone forgot to tell you, oh, this is like your apartment. You need to supply your own paper goods, which makes total sense, because you would do it at your own home. The other one is mainly because we're up in New England. I always ask about the backup generator system. You know, some of these places are a little old, and they may have older backup systems. So is it new? Did they replace it? What happened a couple of years ago during the bad? What happens in a bad winter storm? And the lights go out. Does the generator kick in and only take care of hallways and kitchen in the community room, or will they actually take care of each individual apartment? Because some of the newer buildings are set up for that, where power goes out, generator kicks in, and it can take care of the entire building. So those are two of the things that I always ask about that don't often get asked.
John, how about if someone wants to move out of state? Can you assist them with that?
Yeah, the beauty of this business is I have colleagues all over the country in pretty much 40 of the 50 states, and we connect with each other all the time. So I do get calls from folks from Florida. The family is living up here in Massachusetts, and they want to move from Florida to Massachusetts. I talk to some of my friends in Florida, and vice versa. People want to get out of the winter and go to the Carolinas or go to California or Arizona. I can make some phone calls out to my connections out there, and you'll connect them with folks who do the same thing that I do. And the same thing with New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire is – the regulations in New Hampshire are very different than the regulations in Massachusetts. So fortunately, I've done some work in New Hampshire as well, so I understand those differences. And I do have a colleague up there also who can help out.
So, John, one of the things I see is people are often surprised by the cost of assisted living. Can you talk a little bit about that, what people should expect cost-wise?
Yeah, that's the biggest. That's the sticker shock that a lot of folks get. So when I'm first talking to people on the phone or face-to-face, we have to talk about finances, because you have to have a way of financing, you know, your stay in assisted living in your new home. So what I tell folks is if it's just yourself, it really depends upon the size of the room, and it depends upon care levels. Now, what I mean by care levels are you going to need help, you know, showering or dressing, or are you going to need help remembering to take your medication? So if you're pretty independent but you're just looking for that small assistance, I tell people to expect to spend about $5,000 or $6,000 a month on an assisted living, and it goes up or down depending upon the type of room and the type of care. But there's a couple other, there's a great resource out there that folks don't really know about. It's called Veterans Aid in Attendance. And that's a great way to help pay for the rent and the assisted living. And certainly I'm happy to talk to anybody about that, but that's that can get you up to a couple thousand dollars a month to go towards that $5,000 or $6,000.
So, John, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Best way is, you know, I have my phone number. I live up in Amesbury. I take care of southern New Hampshire, Essex County, Middlesex County. But as I said, I have connections all over. My phone number is 508-878-8000. 8878. And I do have a website, assistedlivinglocators.com/NEMass, as in Northeast Mass, NEMass. And happy to talk to anybody. Again, absolutely no charge. You know, why wouldn't you go? Why wouldn't you go for it? No charge.
John, I really appreciate you taking the time to call the show today. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Kevin, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, buddy. Bye now.
Take care.